This week's Torah reading is called Vo'eira, and I showed myself. It is a direct continuation of the previous reading, where Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Jewish people with the news that they were going to be redeemed from Egypt, etc. They were so thankful, they praised God, etc. Now, things started getting a little bit more difficult, and Moshe Rabbeinu went back to God at the end of the previous reading, and basically asked, why were you bad to these people? And God answered in the beginning of this particular reading, and said to him, I showed myself to the forefathers, but you know what? My essence, I did not keep my promise to them. My essence, I did not show to them. And therefore, you will see, I will take out the Jewish people, etc., etc. Moshe Rabbeinu went back to the Jewish people and told them, look, God said he is going to take us out of here. Everything is going to be fine. And the Torah says that they did not hear Moshe Rabbeinu because their slavery was very hard, such hard work, etc. They did not hear. So we see in the previous reading, Shmois, they heard and they were happy and they thanked, etc. When things started getting difficult, they did not hear anymore. It was terrible, hard work, etc. Now, let's imagine a little bit. They believed in God. Actually, our sages say that in merit of their faith, they were redeemed from Egypt. There are other merits also, but that's one of the ideas why they were redeemed. And they already heard Hashem, and they already heard Moshe Rabbeinu. And now things got difficult. They did not hear anymore. It was so difficult. God talking, like the essence and the revelation of the most spiritual things. He was talking to the Jewish people. And he sent Moshe Rabbeinu, the best emissary that could ever be, to talk to the Jewish people. He transmitted every single thing that God said in the best way, etc. And still, they did not hear. They were so sunken into their exile mentality, and physically speaking, exile, hard work, etc. They did not hear Moshe Rabbeinu. So something had to be done in order to break this exile. Again, an internal exile and the external physical exile. What was this tool that broke in practicality exile? The plagues, 10 plagues. So in the reading of this week, we start reading about the plagues. What are the plagues? Basically, according to what I just explained, it's like a package. Through this package, through this tool, you can break exile and then you can redeem the Jewish people. Otherwise, it's going to be difficult. Now, the first plague is called blood. What was the thing of this plague? The plague is that all the waters of Egypt became blood. And basically, the water of the Nile River, which was the idolatry of Egypt, became blood. What's the nature of water? Blood actually is water. So what's the nature of water? The nature of water is to be cold. What does it mean, cold? It means that there's a certain coldness in the person towards something. So we took something physical, the water, the coldness, the nature of the water, and we applied it to a spiritual attitude. There's coldness in the heart of the person. But you know what? This coldness can be understood in two ways, two opposite ways. Either you have coldness to sanctity, to connection to God, to prayer, to commandments, or you can have coldness towards everything that is opposed to the will of God, to not behaving properly, etc., not fulfilling the commandments. Put it in any words you would like, but the point is, these two coldnesses, so to speak, are indirectly proportional. That means the more coldness you will have towards sanctity, towards God, connection, prayer, commandments, etc., the more heat you will have for other things, for the things that actually oppose the will of God. And the more coldness you will have towards the things that oppose the will of God, the more heat, so to speak, livelihood you will have towards godly things. And that's the difference between the water of the Nile River, so to speak, or the water turned into blood. Blood is hot, so to speak. The nature of blood going through the body, etc., means heatness, means you actually enjoy, You have enthusiasm towards something. That's what blood represents, life and enthusiasm. So what God said, basically, by bringing this first plague to break the exile of Egypt is, wait a second, first thing to understand and to know is that you have to try to find within yourself what's the coldness, on which thing you apply the coldness that you have by nature, and on which thing you apply the heatness, so to speak, the enthusiasm you have. Which things? Does food makes you enthusiastic? Or does God makes you and food enthusiastic? Of course, everybody needs to eat because God created the body in a way that it needs energy, and the energy comes from outside, so to speak. You need to eat, drink, etc., etc. However, is your enthusiasm in the food, or is your enthusiasm in the godly energy contained in the food that gives you livelihood and energy in order to function properly to serve God? It's the same food, and it's the same act of eating, but it's just two different things. So by turning the waters of the Nile River into blood, what God was trying to tell us, so to speak, according to this explanation, which is not the simple meaning, I mean, we're going a little bit deeper, what God is trying to tell us is, we have to learn to have complete coldness towards, quote-unquote, idolatry, anything that makes us far from God. And we have to learn to have enthusiasm and livelihood to all the things that connect us to God. The question, obvious question is, how do you do this? Our sages say that every single day, the words of Torah should be like new to your eyes. And to the point that there's a version of the same phrase that doesn't say like new to your eyes, rather new. Every single day, the words of Torah have to be new to your eyes. And the obvious question is, wait a second, I learned this so many times. You know, it's been 3,360 plus years that we've been learning the same thing. We've been reading the same Torah every single year. And you know, it says the same thing. So how can you have enthusiasm to something so old? Same thing happens with the mitzvahs, with the commandments. We've been doing this for so many years. So how can you really have enthusiasm and livelihood and be happy by something so old? And the answer is, when you actually learn and understand the deepest part of each one of these commandments, the deepest meaning of Torah, how it helps you, guides your life, etc., etc., then you will see how actually God is creating the world constantly anew, because this is one of the ideas in the deepest part of the Torah, Hasidus, etc. And therefore, you will see that everything, even yourself, is new every single time, every single second, every single nanoseconds. You're constantly being recreated, and that gives you a livelihood by understanding that God is giving you constantly opportunities to connect to Him. Constant, each single commandments, each single word of the Torah that you learn is actually a path, so to speak, to connect to God, and that should give a person enthusiasm, even if it's an old thing, because you did it yesterday, and so on. However, since everything is new right now, and since this has a very deep meaning of connection to God, it becomes something new to your eyes, like new or really new to your eyes, to give you livelihood, and this is the first step to fight and break the exile, the internal exile and the outside exile, to the point that we're going to completely destroy it with the coming of Mashiach speedily in our days.